Zeh Kedush Mas Daniel, Shein Vas Yeshua Falak. Okay, we're in the second packet of Nosin Tam of Gam. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, on the bottom here, in Ayin Hei Amud Beis, on page 1, Amar Rav Chiya Bereid, Rav Huna Lo'osra Torah, Ela Kedera Vas Yoma. In other words, what the Torah said, you have to, in Pasha's Matos, when they had the Melchama with Midian, and they conquered property, and they conquered the Kalim, they had to had to conquer the Kalim. They got the Kalim, and they had to kasha them. So the Gemara says that's only because they wanted to use the Kalim within 24 hours of when it was used. But if they would have used it after 24 hours, they wouldn't even have to kasher it. Because then it's Nosin Tam of Gam. Nosin Tam of Gam is mutter. But, so the Gemara says, Mikan Ve'elech Lishteri, so then after 24 hours it should be mutter. So why do we kasher Kalim? Gzer Kedera She'en Bas Yoma, Mishum Kedera Bas Yoma. It's a unique gezeira that if we're afraid that if you're going to use a kli without kashering it after 24 hours, then you'll come to use it within 24 hours. And then that'll trafe up the food. Because if you had chazer in the kli, and 2 hours later the kli was clean, but you used it for your rice, then we assume the tam of the chazer is going to go into the rice and aser it. So that's why we don't do it. So the question is like this. So kashering kalim is far in the chumash is only if you want to kasher it within 24 hours. As far as the chumash is concerned, after 24 hours you don't have to do anything. It's had to gomer. It's only if you want to use it within 24 hours. So that means the kli midyan and chumash is talking about when they kashered it within 24 hours. So the question so the question is, but so how does that work? Say you were to kasher a fork within 24 hours. So you put it in the hot bubbling water. And you'll drop it in. And so the shaila is, so what's going to accomplish it? So the trafe is going to go out, but then it'll come right back in. So how does Hachshir Kalim work? By Hagolah say. Goes out, comes right back in. So he says, you're right. So on page 3, the first word in line is there. Al-Kain Peresh Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal, She'ein Magilin La'olam, Echad b'shnei inyon. The 2, page 3. The first word in line is zeh. Towards the bottom. First word in line is zeh. Alkein pirish rabbeinu Yitzchak zal she'ein magilin la'olam ela echad b'shnei inyon. There are 2 ways to do hagolah. O she'ein magil b'kli kosher. In other words, you take a kosher kli. V'she'ein b'mayim shishim k'nega kol ha'kli. You have to take a very big kli that 60 times the water will have 60 times the amount of the fork. So then the tam, the treif tam of the fork will go into the water and it'll be bottom. Shehu magil mishum dekaimel b'didei misharinan, right? As we paskin b'didei, in other words, the whole chaticha, so the fork is the whole fork. So you need 60 times the fork, not just 60 times the amount that we think is coming out. By the following way, we're doing the kemetshe b'mayim shishim kenega kol akli. Harei kol pleitas akli batlo behed. Uklei midyan lohugulu el kelim katanim b'toch kelim gedolim. So that's what they did. They had little kelim, little forks, and big pots, and that's how they did it. Because so that's so, but but we kasha kelim what? Even after 24 hours. So then, and we're not makpid that it should be shishim. Right? We're not makpid it should be shishim. In other words, so we have a fork and a little pot that's not shishim. So then what do we accomplish? Well, after 24 hours, it's no same time of God. But we say that there's a gzeira. So if you kasha after 24 hours, it's also no same time of gam, but that gam is going to go out and come right back in because it's not going to be bottled in the water because the water is not shishim. So in Tomer, last two lines, im came ma'u alnu, alo av kodama. So basically, you end up where you started. Because you started with having a fork that was treif, that is ready, no same time of gam, because it's ready after 24 hours. Then when you kasher, that gam goes out and comes right back in. So now, and now you could use it. But why? What changed from what was originally to what was now? So, Tosfos, Rashba answers, Yom Tomer, he asks, okay, ma'u alno, lo af kodem magolo, shebetocha kli pogamu, vafil hochi tzarech hagolo. So he says, lohi, four. The hasam tchilat b'liyaso min ha-mishub ha-mushbach chaya. Vorim anu ki ilhu b'shavcho ad she-yiflot. She-chashu l'chom shimata matir lo lishtamish lo acha yom wa yochol lishtamish bo fil b'yomo. Avo kol she-bolea min ha-begam mutter. V'ficha kol shu magil kli shu ben yom ha-tzorch li zoi. So he says, you know what the difference is? The difference is like this. That no sin tam l'gam we say you can't use. Midrabbanan. But that's only if the belia originally was lishvach, and now 24 hours passed, and now it's lefgam. But when you kasher something, you get it out, and then it comes in bifgam. What's called chilas b'liyoso bifgam. The original belia now is pogum, and there's no gzeira by chilaso b'liyoso lefgam. In other words, the only time that it goes there, einu ben yomo atu ben yomo, is when it was originally Meshubach in the Kli, and then 24 hours passed, and now it's Pogum. So now, you have to kasher, you can't use it. Ah, but what are you going to accomplish? It's going to come out and go back in. But now, it went in Bipgam. See, before, it was a treif meat, it went in, it was Meshubach, and now 24 hours passed, and now it's Pogum. So it's aser, midrabanan, you can't use it. But if something was begam, and then it went out into the water, even though it's going to go back in, but it came in bipgam, then there's no gzera. So that's the zone. Chiloso b'liyoso lufgam is mutter. Okay, that's the soap. Okay, now, there is a... a Torah Chatas on page 5, the Ramah. So let's see what he says. Kosova Ogur, page 5. Kosova Ogur b'shem Marie Molin, dim ofa akum pas betanor. If a guy baked bread in a tanor, im dover iser, and he baked it, let's say, with treif meat. Also, liknos also pas. And we assume that it's batel. In other words, because it's like recha. So little particles might come from the meat, might come into the bread, but it's batel. But, so could I go and buy that bread from the guy? So he says, no, you can't. because this is like that Ramvaz we saw. Because when you buy it, that's ein mevatel nisa lechatchila. Because even though you didn't mevatel it, the guy did it. But the fact that you are now bringing yourself into the situation, so then you're mevatel nisa lechatchila. Even though it was already batel, but the fact that now you're machnis yourself into the situation, that's lechatchila. Because if it was your stuff that happened to, so it's yours. But if it's not, you brought yourself in lechatchila. Avein lo pas acher kol kach mutul liknos bizo. But if you didn't have any, so if you have any other bread, you shouldn't buy this bread. But if you don't have any other bread, then mutter liknos. So that's what the ogre says. Mio bagol sharidur mashma the dover hanasibi de akum mutter liknos mimenu. The other thing is that something that belongs to a guy, you could buy from him because he already did it. When you're getting it, it's already happened. You know, that's the question. If the guy was bottled by the guy, this is a big shaila by all things that have non-kosher ingredients that are bottled. So do we say, I wasn't a bottle, he did it already, so that's not lechatchila, it happened already. Or do we say, no, yeah, it happened, but the fact that you are now machnis yourself into the situation, that's called lechatchila. So that's the 2 days. So he says, if you don't really need it, then you should be machmer. But he says the minig is that we're makel to buy things from a guy that don't have a din of bishul akum, that they cooked in their treif kalim. Because we assume that the stam kalim are ainu b'nei yomim. So most probably the kalim were not b'nei yomim. Oh, so the guy did it already. So could I now buy it? In other words, say the guy cooked kosher food in a non-kosher pot. That was ainu b'nei yomim. So can I buy it? Is that called? Because no sintam of gam, we don't do lechatchila. But you could say I didn't do lechatchila; he already did it. Or do we say the same idea that since I put myself into the situation, that's called lechatchila? So he says avgav no sintam of gam lechatchila osur lo chashvina hakniya lechatchila. He says the kniya, the buying it, is not called lechatchila. In other words, this is the same question that we had before, with the bread. Yeah, the Ravaz. This is exactly. Nachay nogim heter po Krakow. He says in Krakow we have a heter liknos ha'egozim. You want to buy nuts? Nuts. Nuts. Shleimim shem bevashvam achim. The guy cooked the nuts, so. So there's no bishul akum because it's nechal kamos shuchai. You could eat the nuts raw, so it's no bishul akum. So he was buying nuts from the guy. Hoshar devarim sheim hemishum bishul akum upas shenefayim baser. Mashu deviv ram daaser lachol kutach v'tav lechatchil hol dev shulach loim baser. Rav gav din yichil chasanerid midiv eshar chorin dein chalek. So that's the. That's the discussion. If a guy is that called, that's called lechatchila or not. So there is a Rashba. So that's a discussion. If the guy cooked it, is that So the Rashba here on page 7. Says Vatanvar So could you tell a guy to cook for you? Say something that's not bishulakum on page 7. Could you, where the arrows on the bottom? Could you tell a guy to cook for you kosher food that there's no dinner bishulakum for? And could he cook it for you l'chatchila? Because really, you're not supposed to do that. But here the guy is doing it. Or do we say, kosher omer lo levash alon k'mishen rahu l'chatchil b'yadav b'kelev v'dami v'asar? Or is that considered like, you did it? And you're not allowed to do that. Because if you can't take a treif kli that's ain't a binyomo and cook in it. So if you can't do it, maybe you can't tell a guy to do it.
It's ain't a
binyomo? Ain't a binyomo. And if you did it, is it mutter or not? So he has a whole discussion here, the Rashba. And he says on page 8, the fourth line, Ficha nearly the Osul Lomar Lakum Lafus Lopas Lassal of the Kachas. The Moshe Bevashal who became of Shalnochri, Yadayim Dom. So if you tell the guy to do it as if you did it. So if you do it, if you tell him to do it, it's as if like you did it. And then it's us. It's like game of Vatlanisilla Khathila. Came to Khathila, Misha. Wow. So the Rashba has two chidushim here. The Rashba has two chidushim. Chidush number one is that just like you're not allowed to use a pot that's ain't a binyomo and cook kosher food in it, you can't tell a goy to do it either. And if you tell a goy to do it as if you did it, that's one thing. And the second thing is a bigger chidush, that if you do it or he does it, the food is aser b'dieved. Because just like Eim Mevatel Nisal Chatchila, if you Mevatel it, that it's aser for the person who was Mevatel or who was doing it for. It's also, so you're cooking, say, for your family. And you're using a tray, you don't have a tray of pot in a binyoma, and you're cooking food in it. Yeah, so he says that you're not allowed to do it. Obviously, that's the Gemara. Ain't a binyoma, it's a binyoma. But if you did it, it's aser. That's like Eber. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says this is a das yachid. This is a das yachid, this Rashba. Because we normally assume Eim Mevatel Nisal L'Chatchila, you Mevatel something. But this is no Sein Tam L'Fgam. So no Sein Tam L'Fgam is not. It could be maybe someone who wants to say maybe the Rashba L'Shitaso, that, like Shecht always likes to quote the Rashba that we did last time, that it's a din bittel, no Sein Tam L'Fgam. You need bittel. But he happens to hold that way. That if you use, we normally assume you're not allowed to use a treif pot, ain't a binyomo. But if you did it, okay, you violated it, but the food is still kosher. But he says, the Rashba says no.
So
the Toras Chatas says it's
the walnuts.
The walnuts are okay. Right? Toras Chatas says the question is whether you could you do it with Hatila and ask it.
Really had a kid in LA and Tom and asked.
Yeah, what happened?
Camp, they put the special aqua with all the meat and the trip.
Yeah.
And you had to.
Yeah, that was not LA. That was it was at a Lag BaOmer trip that they had the they were on a school outing, and they're supposed to meet at a certain place, and the caterer whatever supposed to make them whatever Frank's hamburgers whatever, and this was the whole lunch. That's all they had, and sure enough, they got there, and the goyim already cooked the food. So they called me up, you know, what are we going to do? It's not a special offer when the food is cooked. Well, this is their lunch. This is their outing for Lag BaOmer. So what I say, so this is what I said. I said, you know, there's a sheet that is in Rishonim, that Bishul Akum doesn't apply to hired workers. Because hired workers, you don't have a camaraderie with. They're the same way you have with, you know, the friend or something like that, as hired workers. So therefore, there's no Bishul Akum. So we don't use that L'chatchila, that heter. But I said that if you don't, this is not L'chatchila. In other words, these kids and it's going to be a major issue. And I said also that the Rebbeim also should also eat. Because if you're going to give it to the kids and the Rebbeim are not going to eat, so then it's going to be...
Just like you have to be Machal Shabbos for a Pikuach Nefesh, how we take it down?
Yeah, so you can't tell, the kids can eat, but the Rebbeim are not going to eat. You know, if there's a heter, and they're relying on this heter, in this Shashat Chak situation, so then... Yeah, but that was a different situation. So Moshe has a tshuva here on page 25. It's written to a Rabbi Goyin of Shmaryahu Yosef Karelitz. That Karelitz is the Chazon Ish's family. He was a Rav in Brazil.
Brussels,
I'm sorry, in Belgium. Brussels, yeah. That's a big name in the Chazon Ish's family. You know, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his name is not Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim is his third name. Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim. Siach. So interesting. No one calls him Shmaryahu Kanievsky. No one calls him Yosef Kanievsky. It's interesting. In Litta, they say that people would go by their middle name. Like Rav Reuven Feinstein. His name is not Reuven Feinstein. Shalom Reuven. No one calls him Rav Shalom Feinstein. If you would say that, you wouldn't know who you're talking about. They don't call him Shalom Reuven. Or Reuven Feinstein. So it's interesting that...
His latest sefer is Nahar Shalom.
What?
His latest sefer on the Chumash.
Yeah.
Nahar Shalom.
Right. So he has a case here with a factory of margarine. So they have to what? There's a factory that they manufacture margarine, and every Friday, state law mandates that they have to run a cycle of hot water to clean it, which is, might be a valid hagala, because they're closed on the weekend. So they're closed Saturday, Sunday, they're closed. So they have to run through a cycle of water to clean out anything. And if there's anything left in, it's going to ruin what they're going to produce on Monday. And then they're going to get penalized by the government to close the factory. So could we rely on that? That's a hechsher, right? Because the mashgiach is not going to be there on Friday, but if they mechuyev to do this, yimesh lismach al hagalosim sheim nochrim, yefshal hamashgiach liosham be'eshem magilim b'yom hashishi ki rochok mehair. Because it's far away from where people live, so they're not going to be there Friday to get back in time for Shabbos. So can we assume that, and therefore they can do a kosher run? Say, in other words, the thing they did on Friday during the week wasn't kosher, but if we assume that this is Hagala, the Monday morning, they can do a kosher run. And then we rely on the Hagala.
So what kind of Hagala did they do? They did a regular...
They did the cleaning, with hot water.
From a Klirishon, what year we from a Klirishon, or how did they do it?
They heated up water in the pipes there, or however they did it. So he said, yeah. So you can rely on that as a Hagala. So anyway, it's not going to be no Sintam of Gam. And then he says, Oranim Omer, that's a Madin, you don't need any Hagala. He says, because it's Eino Ben Yomo. But what about the Gzeira? Call it Isu Allah. He says, but he says the Goyim are making it. It's their factory, so they own the food, even the kosher food they own. So therefore, Mamela, it's a Gzeira, but that shouldn't apply to Goyim. That shouldn't apply to Goyim. So Mamela, and he says, but there's a Shita that we just learned with the Rashba. He said, but we don't paskin like that. He said, we don't paskin like that, Rashba. He says, someplace here, he says, that's a Das Yachid here on page 26, on the left side, the last word on the line, in the middle of the page, in the left column on page 26, the last word on B'Sefer. Fianti B'Sefer Torah Habayis. He says, and he quotes, he says, Losov the Rav Degam Diyavid also lechol. In Ken Mashra L'Poskuk Rashba. He says, Dimyon HaRashba L'Mavatel Yisrael L'Chor Tamua. He says it's not a good comparison. And then he writes on page 27 in the second paragraph, Al Kopanim Din HaRashim Masha Rov HaRishon V'gam HaShulchan Aruch Lo Savri Kavase. He says So he says we don't hold from that. We don't hold from them. So it's not a din bittul. So if the guy did it, Rav Moshe holds that you could. And here it's probably even worse because you're telling the guy to do it, right? I mean, here it's going to be mutter any because you can rely on the Hagala. But even if you're not relying on the Hagala, it still would be okay. Smasher Moshe would be okay even if you tell the guy to do it. Because the guy is not mitzvah on this is not in violence of Hakir. If a guy cooks something in a ben yom pot, so maybe l'chatchila you could tell him to do so, and l'chatchila you could eat it. Because it's not a din eim avadlin es l'chatchila. Eim avadlin es l'chatchila means you have something good and you mevatel it. Here, it's already pogum. It's already when the guy starts to cook in it. So it's not. So you can even tell him l'chatchila, and then you can eat it l'chatchila. Because he's a guy. He's not a yid. Okay, that's this.
How does this bring into the issue of Bishalakum?
Only something that wouldn't be Bishalakum.
Sorry?
Only it would apply to something that's not Bishalakum.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if you have, you know, if you want to rely on those coolers from the other Rishonim, that doesn't apply.
That is not the...
apply to Schirim.
Right.
But we don't...
There's no problem in Chasmus.
Right, but we don't do that to Chathila.
But besides, margarine may not be all eligible on the law.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not all on Shulchan Malachim. Okay. Let me give you an introduction to... I don't want to rush through. There's one other thing. Let me show you in Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah. And then... on page 11, Tosfos on Ayin Vav on the base. If you're looking in Shamnunas HaIsur al Hamarda, Marda is the, you know, that thing, you know, when you bake matzahs, you take that thing and you see it in a pizza store, right? What do you call it?
Redmond.
Yeah.
No, the
the wooden
spatula.
It's like the spatula, right? To get out the pizza, you know.
But yes, a bus.
Yeah. So say there's not something non kosher on it. But say it hasn't been used within 24 hours. Okay, Shemnun says Israel Amarda Shikarim Pala Belaz also litain heter lea kol hayom miyuk she'ena bas yoma mutar l'shtamish b'lechatchila. There was, if you have a mind that became treif at a tzeina ben yomo, so and you see in those days they had public bakeries. It was the same thing, you know. My wife's grandmother, always tells us that people, you know, in the old days, the children, they didn't make children in their own house. There was a public place that they had the children, and then they would go there and bring it back home. Understand? The same thing with the bakeries. They didn't bake their own challah in their own house. They had a public. So the guy's in charge, and he'll give you the spatula to. But say that some treifas fell on it. So the guy is not going to say, okay, we're going to make a new spatula. So if it's Eina Ben Yomo, so even the Jew could use it. Even without Hechsher. Why? Because it's Yefsher. Whereas it's assuming that you have to have... You see, bread in those days, like someone told me in the name of David Feinstein, that in Europe, a fleishik meal made... You took a piece of bread and you had fleishik schmaltz on. Milchik meal meant you had a piece of bread with milchik. But the main thing was the bread. Today, bread, if we wouldn't have to wash because of hamotzi things, we're not bread eaters. Americans are not bread eaters. So that was the main thing. So you can't say, oh, don't eat bread. But the only way I can eat bread is to go to this bakery. Now they have a marda that they're not kashering, that became treif, and it's an Eina B'Yomo. The answer is, it's only a Din D'Rabban, and there's a gzeira, so you're not really supposed to use it. But that gzeira only is Hechad Efshar. If they're not going to let you kasher it, or they're not going to let you get another one, they're not going to let everyone bring their own, so then the gzeira doesn't apply. Now, the next thing that we'll continue with this packet on Monday, Bez Hashem. Is there a statute of limitations? Meaning, when something is treif, Eina ben yomo ato ben yomo. So is that forever? Say, 10 years ago, this became treif, and you never were machshir. So there's still an issa? Maybe it's all of that. And what about by chometz v'pesach, losin tam v'gam? Is also with Tocha Pesach according to the Ramah. So say there was a chametz sticker kli, but you haven't used it for the whole year already. Would the din of the Ramah still apply? Say you have a chametz sticker kli that you haven't used for 12 months already. And now you made a mistake, and you used it. So it's no time of gam. We say no, time of gam is is not forever. Maybe after a certain time it. So there is the concept of that maybe after 12 months we'll have to see. And everyone has this thing. Everyone has some great grandpa who has this set of china that's been waiting for 10 years. No one knows what to do with it because they weren't from. And so, what's the story? Is there a way out of this? Like every family calls, oh, we have this china, we haven't been using it for the past 20 years already. Can we use it? So, that's a very important china. So, Be'ez Hashem, on Monday, Be'ez Hashem, don't forget, we'll continue in this. It's not so many pages left in this packet, but I don't want to rush it through. So, we did what we did today. The different things, that Rashba, the Rav Moshe's Tshuva, Taras Katas, and that. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue B'siyata D'Shmaya.